At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
You're listening to Safety FM Min.
This episode of the broadcast and the podcast is brought to you by Safety Focus Moment. They're consultants that want to help you get the safety culture you've been looking for. For more information, go to safetyfocusmoment.com.
Hello and welcome to Safety FM Mini. And this is your host, Jay Allen. Of course, today we're going to be talking about what is going on inside of the world of safety, kinda. And then we'll be talking about, you know, just some things around and around and about. I hope everything is going fantastic wherever you are, because that's always important. Now, I have to tell you, I have had the question come up from time to time on why the world of psychology and not going down and getting a degree in safety. Now, I think that's kind of funny when that question comes up. So I decided to sit back and kind of come up together with a group of people, the pros and cons of being a psychologist. So let's talk about that. Do you want to study psychology and help others deal with the emotional struggles? I mean, it happens all the time. Does the idea of wearing an invisible cape and having a superpower of helping others deal with their emotional stress fascinate you? Guess what? You're not the only one of dreaming of having those magical healing powers. Now think about that real quick, especially in the world that we interact with, inside of the world of safety. According to Psychology Degree 411, psychology is one of the most popular majors chosen by students today. But studying a popular major like psychology isn't all about understanding others. In fact, according to the study of the Bureau of Labor Statistics, psychology is achieving a positive outlook, indicating that around 14% of job growth may be seen in psychology by 2026. Hence, if you're passionate about having a successful future profession, psychology may just be your dream job. But wait, would you consider some factual data to be enough for deciding for the future profession? We guess not. So therefore, we want to help you make the right decision with a few pros and cons of being a psychologist, especially if you're inside of the world of safety. So let's start exploring, if we shall right now. So let's take a look at some of the pros, because, you know, that's going to be important. Becoming the helping hand, the most crucial benefit of being a psychologist is being able and having the ability to help others. Being a psychologist and focusing on your work with dedication means that you'll have to make a real difference in the lives of others. Think about that. We do that a lot in the world of safety. From helping people with traumatic problems to actually supporting them during mental illness, your job will give people tremendous support to keep them going to do better. Does this sound familiar yet? Exploring different people. Do you love meeting new people often and exploring their thoughts, you know, and understanding the human mind? Well, psychology may just be the ideal position for you. Since emotional and mental issues can occur at any age, psychology helps you explore all kinds of ages of people. With the exposure to different ages and groups of people, you will have a broader perspective. Think about that. It's no different than what we do day in and day out inside of the world of safety. I mean, think about it for just a moment. Better career choices and salary. Hey, let's not play around and let's be serious for a moment. As mentioned earlier, the demand for psychologists as a profession is consistently growing. Do you know what that means? Yes, higher the demand, the higher the chances of better salaries. But wait, you don't only have to benefit from choosing a popular profession in terms of a better salary, but also for the career that you love. With various career choices on falling in the field of psychology, you always have multiple options. Now think about that real quick, because it's so many different levels of things that it touches. And of course, we're really laying heavily on the safety side of the world. So think about that. So consistent personal growth, with the study of psychology teaching you the thoughts and meaning behind people's actions, you can easily adapt different circumstances in life. Hence, you don't only help others, but also improve yourself by developing critical thinking and better communication, etc. Now, that sounds all good and great, but let's talk about some of the cons, because there's always some pros and some cons to anything you look at. Cons: no time set to wear your cape. Yes, you heard that right there. Unfortunately, being a psychologist often means that you can't take off your superhero cape, even with flexible work hours. You may have to offer your services to other people during off hours in their critical time. Are you ready to be available 24/7? Superhero who needs to keep in check for you in the queue. I mean, let's just be realistic. This is reality of what happens. I mean, it's no different from what we do in the world of safety. Stressful study. Let's just be realistic too. Did you think that reading people's minds was easy as eating pie? Because it's not. Well, it's not. It's not at all. It's not that it's, you know, an easy thing to develop, but you also need to be prepared to be rigorous inside of the psychology studies courses. You'll have to study a lot, from studying the managing people's problems. You can also have a job that can be very stressful, depending on what section you decide to go into. Like, think about that for a moment. Eventually, you may end up bringing stress home after you relieve others of theirs. So think about that. Pouring the right amount of emotions. Being professional in psychology means understanding your patients and people without being attached to their struggles emotionally. And it's difficult for some people to do that. I get it. I understand it. After all, you need to stay sane for the future patients and your personal life, right? I mean, think about it. I mean, it's one of those things that we talk about here today, but inside of the world of safety, the stuff that we do, sometimes we tend to get attached easily. Therefore, it can often be tough to pour the right amount of emotions with different patients or people that you talk to. If you're up to the magic tricks, learn one that helps you be emotionally available without over-identifying with your patient or person you're speaking with. So in conclusion, here's what I got for you. Psychology is all about growing individually and helping others grow mentally and emotionally. Similar to other majors, psychology is a detailed profession that requires extreme focus and passion. So if you are passionate about being a helpful shield to other people in need in today's emotional draining lifestyle, this might be the position or degree to go after. Think about it in that particular fashion. Anyways, I have been your safety manager and host, Jay Allen, wanting you to think about how psychology applies into safety and if it might be the correct degree for you. We'll see you next time on Safety FM Mini.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast, Jay Allen.